Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon and welcome to the Friends of Kevin Radio Show. The Friends of Kevin Radio Show helps promote businesses, nonprofits, and artists. Would you like to be a guest on the show? Send me an email to kevin@friendsofkevin.com. To learn more about the Friends of Kevin Networking Group and to stay listed to upcoming events, visit the website at friendsofkevin.com. Got my buddy Kyle with us today from New Hampshire Strategic Marketing. Going to talk a little bit about one of my favorite topics, marketing, today. Hey, Kyle, welcome to the show.
Great to be here, Kevin. Thanks for having me.
So, Kyle, why don't you just give us a little bit of an overview of what you do before I jump in?
Yeah, absolutely. So we run a digital marketing agency based out of Concord, New Hampshire. We have 114 clients in over 15 different states, but we work a lot in New Hampshire as well. And we primarily focus on website design, search engine optimization, Google Ads, Facebook Ads, Bing Ads if needed to, but really just trying to get people connected with their ideal customer using the glorious thing called the internet.
So, Kyle, I want to jump in on websites. One of the challenges I see, my friend, is getting a website. I call it a check mark. You start a business.
Yeah.
Hey, Kyle, you need a website. I got one. Check mark. But most people don't give a lot of thoughts to it. They often are using free services, which if that's what you got to do, that's what you got to do. But they're not thinking about using it really to be a tool to attract clients. You must see that.
See it all the time, my friend. Yeah, I mean, I think especially a lot of startups, like I was just talking to a heating and HVAC company, right? And they got that check mark. They built their own site. And it's like this, you know, Squarespace kind of site. And it looks okay. But if you really look under the hood of a site, and that's kind of what we specialize in, is like what's actually going to get you on the front page of Google. Because as you and I know, you know, when a consumer is looking for somebody like them, they're if they don't have a personal recommendation, they're going to go to Google and they're going to do a search. HVAC company near me. And you're either on the front page of Google or you're not. You know, 99% of the clicks are going to people that are on the front page of Google, whether you're running paid ads, whether you're showing up in the Google Maps section and they're finding your website that way, or whether you're showing up in the organic search results further down the page and they're finding your website that way. The fact of the matter is, if you're not on the front page of your website, then or front page of Google's website for that search term, then there's going to be no chance that they're going to find you and your business. So that's like a big differentiator that we focus on and educate businesses about in all kinds of different industries about, is that if your website isn't getting you on the front page, is it really helping you? You know, and that's something we don't see all the time when we look at people's websites.
So, Kyle, what are a few tips that can help people improve their rankings then?
Yeah, I mean, and that's kind of what we talk about when we talk about looking under the hood of the website, you know. So one is, what kind of platform is your website built on? You know, can you get a, you know, some of these, you know, inexpensive website builder websites ranked? You know, and you can, but it takes a fair amount of SEO work to do it. You're definitely swimming upstream when you're doing something like that. Whereas if you build on, like we like to build on WordPress. It's our preferred platform that we like to build on. It's a good CMS. It's very search engine friendly. You know, talk about what's under the hood of your site. You know, that's a good platform to start with. But that's still not enough. You know, I know plenty of people that have built a WordPress website that they don't get any traffic to their site. They don't show up on the front page of Google when people are looking. So the next step is you have to have all the technical SEO pieces under the hood of your website. You know, if there's certain keywords that you want to be showing up for, right? Certain terms, certain services that you want to, basically you got to let Google know who you are, what you do, because Google can't help you connect with those people that are looking for you. They're going to be a fit for the services that you offer if they don't know what it is you do. So getting under the hood of the site and making sure you've got the proper technical SEO set up, and that's, you know, looking at like nerdy SEO things like, you know, title tags and meta descriptions and keywords. And then you're trying to optimize certain pages of the website for certain keywords, right? you know, when we build a website, we're not the cheapest show in town, but part of what we do and what we weave into our websites is that technical SEO setup, you know, that we're trying to make. We want our clients' websites to show up on the front page of Google, because if they're not, we're really not doing a good job. So that is a big factor. Then you got content, you know, what kind of content you actually have on your website. If you're trying to rank on the front page of Google, you know, you got to have the right content so Google knows who it is you are, what you do, what kind of services you have, right? And then from there, there's link building, right? And having other websites pointing to your website, that gives Google some credibility and some proof that you know you are who you say you are, you know. And that could be a simple citation listing in Google. It could be another website talking about your services, you know, things like that. So really technical SEO, content, good content on your website, and link building are all different factors. Now, depending on what kind of business you have, you know, like a personal injury lawyer, that's a very competitive, you know, space, and a fair amount of work needs to be done for you to get on that coveted front page of Google for those personal injury terms. Because you're in a competitive field, you know. If you're a moving company, it might be a little easier, you know. So it really depends on the business and how, you know, how competitive the space that you're in, how competitive a city you're in. The more competitive it is, the more work that needs to be done.
So Kyle, you mentioned SEO, and that's something that just I think confuses most business folks. Because, you know,
right. You know,
everything you just said, got to be on page one, you know, got an organic search. And you listen, and, you know, well, like you said, it depends. You know, because I just, it's finding humorous because a lot of people call you up, Kyle, Kevin, how you doing, bud? Hey, I want to be on page one of Google. It's now 4:37, so probably tomorrow by 9 I should be good. Doesn't work that way, right?
Exactly. Not at all. And I think there's an expectation thing, like you said, that's causing some issues. Like, it's not as, you know, the GoDaddy site builders of the world and even some agencies would have you believe it's as simple as tweaking a couple things under the website. But it's not just that. You know, there's a bunch of other factors. And Google's always changing. And Google's really smart. And they're always updating their algorithm. So it's really staying on top of that algorithm. You know, using it as a feedback loop, saying, hey, we're doing these things, you know, we're making these adjustments to the site, we're creating this content, we're getting these backlinks. How is that, you know, how is that getting us the traffic that we want? If it isn't, you got to keep going, keep doing some different things. And SEO is very much a marathon activity. It's not something you do once. It's not something you do for a month. It's something that you really need to take a long view on it. And especially if you're a brand new business, and a brand new domain, a brand new website, you're going to be in the Google sandbox for 5-6 months easily. You know, it's going to take a while to climb out of that sandbox. It's almost like a cooling off place that Google puts any new website. You can get out of it faster, but really you got to be doing the right content. You got to have the right link building strategy. You got to be, you know, proving to Google that you're worthy to be on that front page. And it honestly takes some effort. And, you know, the expectations you need to have in place, it's going to take some work to get on that front page.
Now, how about original content? How important is that? Especially in the realm of social media, I find a lot of people are simply sharing other people's thoughts. If you have that on your website,
yeah,
just sharing other people's thoughts, does that help? How important is original content? I guess is the question.
Yeah, no, it's a crucial piece. I mean, Google's not going to penalize you. They used to penalize you if you had duplicate content, where that same exact article, you know, is written on, you know, somebody else's website or 10 other people's website. You know, like, that's not going to help you. They used to penalize you for that. Now they don't penalize you. They just don't give you any benefit for it. So having original content on your website. So if you're going to be blogging, if you're going to be adding to your website, it needs to be, you know, unique, good content. And there's services you can go plug in your content to see if it's original content. It'll give you a score. Like, this is, 50% original content or 80% original content. You want it to be 100% original content in an ideal setting if you want a good chance at ranking for some of those keywords, because it is competitive out there. And the days of just throwing up a 500, you know, word blog post with junk content, that's not going to get you the results you want. You know, you got to be creating good content, you know, and putting some time, energy, and effort into that content if you really want a shot of ranking organically. And ranking organically is not the only way to get on that front page of Google. You know, depending on what kind of business you are, you know, it may make more sense for you to be focusing on the paid advertising, like the Google ads, you know, and paying to jump up on the top of the searches. You know, for the right businesses, that makes the most sense for them as a strategy to get there. And I'm always a huge fan of, I'd rather have 30 ways to get one new customer a month than one way to get 30 customers a month. You know, so I'm never putting all my eggs in one basket, you know. So
now let's talk a little bit about paid search. You brought it up. So I guess the perception for a lot of small business owners is it's too expensive. We almost like dismiss it before you even get it out of your mouth. Is that always true?
Right. It's not. You know, really it's a math game. Like you and I were talking about, you know, math and like Shark Tank pitches right before we get on the podcast here. But really it comes down to a math equation for us. I'll give you an example. I was talking with one of our clients who owns a maid service, a residential maid service. And we started running her campaign and she's acquiring new customers for about $40 a new customer. And every new customer she gets, it's a recurring customer that could be 150, 200, 300 bucks a month, depending on what scope of and how big of a house that they're cleaning. You know, she's cleaning a McMansion, you know, it's going to be a little bit more. If it's a, you know, smaller house, it'll be a little bit less. But if you can pay, you know, if you can pay $40 to get a new customer, how many times would you want to do that? And the answer is as many dang times as you can. Right,
yeah,
and that's how we look at paid advertising. Yeah, exactly.
All day long.
You know, and especially if you know your numbers, right? You got to know the lifetime value of your customers. She knows her numbers. She knows on average, at the very least, they're going to keep a client. They do a good job. They're going to keep that client for at least a year, sometimes for multiple years, right? So if you know, with her, like, hey, you want to give Google $1 so that you can get $5 in return. You know, anybody that knows their numbers, they're going to take that deal all day long, and they're going to keep doing it, and they're going to look for other ways to spend even more money, right? You know, so it's all about the businesses that win. They know their numbers, and they're happy to invest to acquire new customers. So we always try to educate our clients, like, yeah, and we always try to educate our clients, like, hey, paid advertising should never be a cost. It should be an investment where you're making more money than you're actually, you know, spending, right? That's the way you should really be looking at it.
Now, I want to jump into video, my favorite. So I got about 80 seconds. Can you talk to me about video, then give me a contact info before we go off the air?
Yeah, I think video is a great channel. You can convey so much more in video. We do a ton. We try to tell our clients to be doing a ton on Facebook. You should be uploading your videos directly to Facebook. You should be uploading them to YouTube as well and uploading them to LinkedIn, depending on the type of business that you have. You should be trying to leverage video in as many different ways as you can. Put it on your website. Use it in your remarketing ads. Video is powerful. It can be a great tool to drive a lot of business your way. So I definitely recommend it. You do a great job with it. Highly recommend everybody does the same thing too. So, and then as far as anybody, if you want to reach out, you want to talk about any of this, you can reach me at nhstrategicmarketing.com. That's nhstrategicmarketing.com. And if you want to shoot me an email directly, it's Kyle, K-Y-L-E, at nhstrategicmarketing.com.
Kyle, I really appreciate getting a few minutes out of day to call on the show. And as always, thanks for being my friend.
My pleasure, man.
Have a good day. Bye now.
You too.